Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke. This is show number 164. We've got the candles lit. Got to get that incense going in a moment. And, of course, time for another 12 or 13 tracks. This time it's some December rambles. I've eschewed, if that's a word that we can use these days, the theme, and I'm just going to play some songs that I've got sitting on my shelf here that I want to share with you. This is a band called Dive. They're out of West Lochaber on the Isle of Skye, a Gaelic supergroup. A set of tunes here called Welcome to Scotsville. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. That is a band called Dive, although it's spelled D-A-I-M-H, and it's a group out of Scotland. They were formed around the turn of the century, this century, that is, and the name is from the Gaelic word for kinship. And some of the great folks who play bagpipes and fiddles and so on and so forth started it out. And they have won, I think they won the Folk Band of the Year at the Scottish Traditional Music Awards early on. And this is from actually a Celtic Colours collection that was put together, but Dive have a bunch of CDs out on their own. Played them before. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and a mix of things here. Next up, we have a band called The Cunninghams, and these are one of these CDs that you get, and you don't know anything about them, and so then I look them up, and I can't really find them. There's a whole bunch of people, Cunninghams, who play music, but none of them are in this band, and this is from a CD called Campfire Cayley. Maybe you know of The Cunninghams, and you're listening, and you can tell me more about it, but this is a CD, there's five Cunninghams, five siblings, Kim, Brad, Megan, Deverick, and Tess, and it was mixed at Deep Waters Music in Russelldale, Ontario. I've never been to Russelldale that I know of, although possibly I have. Pictures were taken in Moncton, Ontario. Now, I know where that is. I've been there at Mackin's Pit. There's Hamilton in here as well, but try as I might, couldn't find anything about it. All I've got is this lovely liner notes, including their signatures. So maybe it's worth something now. This is something called French Perfume. It's a great tune. They obviously have some Cape Breton connections, and they refer to Cape Breton there as well. This is a Robert Hallett song, French Perfume, and it's a story that, well, you know, could well be true. This is the Cunninghams, whoever they are.
Smuggled Fortunate, it said. He rode the waves from St. Pierre and he never saw the jib. He filled her up with contraband, perfume, smokes and rum. He hoped the fog was thick enough to make another run. You can still see the sight on a winter's night, on this wake in the light of the moon. And if the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. Well, now Depot was waiting as he crawled up Forger Bay. When he hit the spotlight, it was like the light of day. He didn't bring her head round when he told him to heave to. He opened up the engines and he ran for Spanish Blue. You can still see the sight on a winter's night, on this wake in the light of the moon. And if the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. They said they heard him laughing. Well, now he's closing in, his engine screaming murder, and his face set in a grin. The seagull started lifting like an angry banshee choir. He hit the rocks at 50 clicks and the sky lit up with fire. It's over boguing, smuggling, fortune needed sail. He rode the waves from St. Pierre and he never saw the jib. And when it's cold and foggy on the rocks near Spanish Room, they say you hear him laughing and you smell that French perfume. You can still see the sight on a winter's night, on this wake in the light of the moon. And if the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. You can still see the sight on a winter's night, on this wake in the light of the moon. And if the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. You can smell that French perfume.
And that's a band called The Cunninghams, and I'm not sure, I don't know very much about them, but if you do, you can get in touch with me at, just go to www.rbbmusic.ca, rbbmusic.ca. Next up we have Beoga, B-E-O-G-A. I've played them a number of times before on the show, and they've described themselves as four Nordy lads in a Limerick lass, and they're sort of doing a... They've been a decade and a half or so in the industry. They've got five albums out to date. They've always kind of pushed the boundaries of Irish trad sound, and their willingness to sort of bend the genres mean that, you know, they were hoping to take Irish music to an international level, sort of like the Chieftains and Enya and the Coors and so on. But, of course. But they sometimes what they're doing isn't Irish enough for the big Irish-American festivals and so on, because they want something that's kind of in the box. And what they were doing was a bit more... out of the box, I suppose. But the world is big, and they've found an audience as well. This is from a CD called A Lovely Madness, and this is a set of tunes called Amsterdam Blues. It's an original tune there, but it also includes in this set something called Flame and Hem Factory, the Flame and Hen Factory, and this is written, the box player worked for 15 years at a poultry operation, thought he'd never get out of there, and finally when he did and they went full-time, he was so happy he wrote that tune. This is Beoga. Thank you. from their CD. It was called A Lovely Madness. That was Bayoga and something called Amsterdam Blues, and as well the Flamin' Hen Factory, which is a lovely title there and a great... You can tell if you've spent 15 years working in a Flamin' Hen Factory, you would write a tune like that as well when you left. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 164. We're doing some December rambles today and next week as well, and then we'll do some seasonal music for a couple of weeks because, well, it is obviously the season when one does seasonal music, right? Next up, we have Shirley Collins, and she's an English folk singer who's a significant contributor to the English folk revival back in the 1960s and 70s especially. She often performed and recorded with her sister Dolly. They both grew up in the Hastings area of East Sussex in a family that loved traditional song. She moved to London when she was 17, got involved in the early folk revival. Her first recording was on vinyl. It was on a compilation called Folk Song Today, and that was in 1955. Around that time, she was hanging out with Alan Lomax, the American collector who moved to Britain in the 1950s. He was escaping U.S. incivilities, and they go through periods. Yes, they do. And that was during the witch hunt trials of the McCarthy era, and he left, although he went back and kept collecting material from the United States as well. Anyway, Collins recorded her first two albums in 1958, actually. It was Sweet England and False True Lovers. About 10 years later, she started recording and singing with her sister, Dolly. And in 1969, they released Anthems in Eden, which was a suite of songs that was centered on the changes in rural England that were brought about by the First World War. And, you know, one cannot underestimate the importance of that, or overestimate, I should say. One can underestimate. It certainly paved the way for electric folk, people would argue, what came later, you know, the Fairport Conventions and so on and so forth. Anyway, she was married then to Ashley Hutchings in the 1970s. They worked together on Albion Country Band and Morrison albums. They were also with a band called the Etchingham Steam Band, of which there is very few recordings exist. And in 1978, she and Dolly did For As Many As Will, an album. And she didn't really even sing in performance from then until about 2014, something like that. She did a couple of songs accompanied by Ian Keary from the Oyster Band. And so she got a taste for it again, and she returned to recording, and in late 2016 she released Lodestar, which is her first new album in 38 years. That's a bit of a gap there. It's good to take time off. She got a couple of Radio 2 BBC Folk Award nominations for that work. And in July of this year, of 2020, she put out another album of new material. It's called Heart's Ease, and it included some re-recordings of some songs she'd sung in her 20s and so on. And so here's a traditional song that she's doing from that latest CD that she put out. And this is something called Sweet Greens and Blues. The CD that she came out with is called Heart's Ease. This is Shirley Collins.
Courses say we win or we lose. Can you tell me what they're saying about sweet greens and blues? We won't live in a mansion with acres of land. These neat little houses look just like we've planned. We can live in a basement, we won't miss the views, just as long as we're living in sweet greens and blues. The children are growing and they play round the door. And one is just 3 years, the other's about four. They plague us with questions and mud on their shoes, but they often remind us of sweet greens and blues. The winter is coming with leaves turning brown. They drift through the streets of this dusty old town. Young people go walking in ones and in twos. Can't you tell they're all dreaming of sweet greens and blues?
Some new material there from Shirley Collins, and that was a release from this summer when she came out with her latest CD. That was something called Sweet Greens and Blues. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening on possibly Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or you could be listening on Caper Radio, CJBU, which is 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, or Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM, Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, and throughout the Conception Bay South area, or a variety of other areas. However you got here, I'm glad that you've joined me. Well, it's time for our new release for the week. This time it is from Martin Simpson. And I've played him a number of times before. He was born in Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire in England. Took an early interest in music. He learned to play the guitar and the banjo, and he performed at local folk clubs. And he dropped out of John Leggett College in about 1970 to become a full-time musician. And 50 years later, he's widely acknowledged as one of the finest acoustic and slide guitar players in the world, including on other instruments as well, as you can see. He's got this really purposeful, often very upbeat voice. I really like his singing as well as his playing. A precise, sometimes spare picking style. And no one has maybe more successfully than he combined the diverse elements of British and Afro-American and old-timey music. And he lived in the U.S. for about 15 years, so that time was well spent. He's been nominated 27 times for a BBC Folk Radio 2 award, more than any other performer, and 9 years in a row for Musician of the Year. He won a couple of the times. At last count, he has something like 21 solo albums and 16 as a session musician and 9 in collaboration with a pile of compilations and also 7 instructional DVDs. So he's no slouch. But this is what he did during the early lockdown, is he recorded another album at home. and it's simply called Home Recordings. So we're going to play a few tracks from that, starting off with something called Delia, which is a great old tune that he loved and wanted to make sure to record and sing. And it's one of the things that he's played a number of times in the years. I think he said he recorded it a couple of times as well. But this is him on the guitar. We'll also hear a couple tracks where he's playing the ukulele and the banjo. New release. This is from Martin Simpson from his Home Recordings. Thank goodness for lockdown, because he had time to make another album. This is something called Delia.
Delia was a gambler. She gambled all around. Delia, gambling girl, she laid her money down. All the friends I ever had are gone. Delia was gambling. She's playing her last old round. When old Curly come by, he blowed poor Delia down. All the friends I ever had are gone. Delia, Delia, she made a lunge to run. Curly shot old poor Delia with his great big Gatling gun. All the friends I ever had are
Martin Simpson, something called Delia. We'll hear more from him later from his new release called Home Recordings. Next up, we have a couple of tracks here from, well, this comes from Vinnie Kilduff. He was an Irish multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter. He's primarily known for his work. He worked with the U2 for a while, the Waterboys, Clannad, Sinead O'Connor, and so on. Recorded with them and also toured with all of them as well. He plays tin whistle and Uilleann pipes and guitar, mandolin, piano, harmonica, you know, the sort of things that people play in Ireland. He's been described as one of Ireland's best-known tin whistle players, at least contemporary tin whistle players. Back in the 1980s, the late 1980s. He lived on Inishmore Island, which is one of the Aran Islands, and he recorded a bunch of singers and musicians at that time in the pubs and the kitchens and so on. And years later, during a move, he discovered these recordings, and he decided to release them and donate all of the proceeds to the drive to purchase a new lifeboat for the Aran Islands volunteer rescue crew that was happening at the time. And so he released this double CD collection called the Aran Lifeboat Collection in 2006. And the Aran Lifeboat volunteer group, they've been operating since 1927. It's a great effect and wonderful assurance to the people who live on the Aran Islands, which are off the west coast of Ireland. Some say that's sort of one of the places where Irish traditions maintain themselves for long periods of time. And I took a course once in the anthropology of Ireland, and it was from a guy who did a lot of his research in the Aran Islands. So we heard lots and lots and lots on quiet, lazy summer afternoons about the Aran Islands. So there you go. I get a bit romantic about it as well. But he told us all sides of the tradition. Anyway, we heard two tracks, one from Oisin and Conall Harnan. And they're doing a couple of tunes, Richard Dwyer's and Flax and Bloom. They were 15 and 11 at the time of this recording, by the way. And then a track that Vinnie Kilduff is on himself, along with Brendan O'Regan and Tommy Hayes, and a lovely tin whistle driven tune. So a couple of pieces of material from the Aran Islands Lifeboat Collection. And here's good luck to the lifeboats from now forever. Thank you. tracks there from a CD, double CD set that was put out in order to support the Aran Islands Lifeboat Association. That was Vinnie Kilduff, Brendan O'Regan, and Tommy Hayes was a set of tunes called the Sean Satcho, and or something like that. And then Ocean and Connell Hernan before that with Richard Dwyer's And Flax in Bloom. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 164. We're doing some rambles here in December, and we ramble from there to Australia. Next up, we have a band called, they're from Adelaide, Australia. They're called Skolal Cannon, like the Irish dish. The feel is Celtic, but they're strongly Australian. This is a song called called Bless This House, and as I was listening to it, you know, in my little podcast thing, I just realized this would be a lovely song to play when somebody is in their new house for the first time or the last time. This is Skolal Cannon.
Bless this house and all she holds. Bless the ones her walls enfold. Futures, hopes, and memories past. Peace at last, and peace at last. Here's the room my last would lay. Here's the tree our boy would play. Here's the bed my love and I would loudly love and softly sigh. So full of laughter, full of light, where all the world is. Future's hopes and memories past. Peace and last, and peace. Here's the corner, here's the clutter at the window by the shop. Dream a while, here to burn the midnight oil. The safest place to greet the night, where all the world is right.
Bless this house and all she holds. Bless the ones her walls enfold. Future's hopes and memories past. Peace at last, and peace at
in the gloom, warmth of joy, covenant built of all that's gone before. The house is home and more.
Bless this house and all she holds. Bless the ones the walls enfold. Future's hopes and memories past, peace at last, and peace at last. Bless this house and all she holds. Bless the ones her walls enfold. Future's hopes and memories past.
Lovely song there from Skolal Cannon from Australia. That was from their CD called Journeys. And that song was written by Emma Luker, who's a fiddler and does some vocals, and John Munro, who was with that band for many, many years. John Munro was originally from Glasgow. He immigrated to Australia back in, in the 60s somewhere, something like that, I believe. And he ended up then staying with that band for a long period of time. I think 65, actually, he immigrated to Adelaide, and he worked with Eric Bogle. And maybe would know him from that. Last John died in 2018. Lovely song there called Bless This House. Next up, we have something from Shelley Posen and Finest Kind. This is something new. It's unreleased as of yet. Shelley grew up in Toronto in the 1950s. He took in a wide swath of music. You know, he was part of the folk scare, and he learned a bunch of instruments. And he was in hootenannies. He led sing songs and campfire programs and summer camps. And I went on to study folklore at Memorial University. He was a founder member of Crooked Stovepipe. He also served as director of Mariposa in the Schools while writing his master's thesis. He became involved in Sacred Harp and pub carols, all kinds of stuff that he was actually practitioner of, not only academic or interested in it in terms of its academic qualities. He helped to form the fine folk trio Finest Kind with Ann Downey and Ian Robb. I think they started about 1991. Exquisite harmony singing, great vocals, opulent chords. I think I read this somewhere about them. Opulent chords with ever-changing textures, and it makes a lot of sense when you hear them. I've got about 7 CDs out there, sort of inactive in a way, although Shelley's done a number of CDs himself, and a lot of stuff about growing up Jewish and about Jewish life in Canada and elsewhere. And so he's working on his next CD called Jacob Solomon, which has been stuck because we can't really get together in studios the way we could before. But this was done mostly before COVID sort of locked us all down. So it's called On Hanukkah, and it's the very first song that on Hanukkah that I believe the Finest Kind has recorded. And it's about the Feast of Light, and that you are maybe hopefully celebrating as well, even as I speak. It's a four-part West Galley fuguing tune, which is originally written by James Nuttall. And the original words were a hymn by Isaac Watts, when I can read my title clearer, something like that. So he has changed the words, and they recorded it just before COVID hit. It will be released on his new CD, which will come out whenever it's possible, called Jacob Solomon. But here we have, by kind permission of Shelley, who sent it to me. So here you go. This is a brand new Hanukkah song from Finest Kind.
On Hanukkah, the candles bright, we light them one by one each night, as we recall the miracle of Hanukkah.
This is the Feast of Lights, the Feast of Lights.
As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah. As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah. The Maccabees, so long ago, they fought against the foreign foe. The temple cleansed, the oil renewed on Hanukkah.
This is the Feast of Lights, the Feast of Lights.
As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah, the lights of Hanukkah. As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah. Rejoice, rejoice, and let us sing, for news of miracles we bring. The many fled before the few on Hanukkah.
This is the Feast of Lights, the Feast of Lights.
As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah, the lights of Hanukkah. As in those days and at this time,
the lights of Hanukkah.
This is the feast of lights, the feast of light.
As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah, the lights of Hanukkah. As in those days and at this time, the lights of Hanukkah.
Glorious material there from Finest Kind. Lyrics there by Shelley Posen on Hanukkah, and that will come out on Shelley's next release, which will come out sometime, well, let's hope in the new year, once he can get back into the studio with some other folks as well. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 164, and you could be listening a variety of ways. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador. You could also be listening on Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. Or my old station, CKVB, Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM in Bay of Islands and Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Or there are a variety of other ways that people have joined us. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Martin Simpson again. This is our new release for this show. And this is from his CD called Home Recording, something he did during lockdown. Again, sort of, you know, lockdown has been somewhat productive, I suppose, in some ways. Two tracks here in quick succession. One is called Augmented Unison, and this is him playing the ukulele. I can't recall him recording ukulele before, so Augmented Unison is, I think, the correct name for two notes, a semitone apart, as he writes in his liner notes. And followed by that is House Carpenter, which is a traditional song that he's recorded a few times. And it's, again, it thrives on, well, two notes, a semitone apart. But he is playing here on CGCFCD, if you want to retune your guitar. And he does seven of his tracks on this CD on that. It's a tuning that he's really kind of explored during this COVID period. This is Martin Simpson.
Carpenter, and I find him a nice young man. But if you would forsake your house carpenter and go along with me, I'd take you to where the grass grows green on the banks of Italy. But if I should forsake my house carpenter and go along with thee, what have you got to maintain me on, keep me from poverty? I got six ships all out upon the sea. I've got seven more upon dry land, 110 are brave sailing men, they'll all be at your command. Has given him three, saying, stay right here with my house carpenter, keep him good company. And then she's put on her rich attire, so glorious to behold. And as they trod their way along, she shone like the glittering gold. And as they come down and through that town, a beautiful ship she did see, and the masts were trimmed with beaten gold, the spars of ivory. And she has stepped on board that ship with the flowing of the tide, and as they passed the harbor bar, not a sailor has she espied. And they had not sailed a league and a league, and I'm sure it was not three. She espied his cloven foot, and she wept most bitterly. Why do you weep, my own true love? Do you weep for your golden store? Or do you weep for your house carpenter that you'll never see anymore? Do not weep for my house carpenter, yet for any gold in the store. I do weep for my own wee babe that I'll never see anymore. And what hills are those, my love? The hills so fair and high. Those are the hills of heaven, my love, but they're not for you or I. What hills are those, my love? The hills so dark and low. Those are the hills of hell, my love, where you and I must go. And he's taken the foremast all in his hand, the mainmast by his knee. And he broke the ship into two clean halves and sank her to the bottom of the sea.
Martin Simpson's latest CD called Home Recordings. That was him doing the house carpenter on the banjo. Before that, we heard him on the ukulele in augmented unison. Earlier in the show, we heard him on guitar doing Delilah. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. A couple more tracks here. This is from Ryan Cook, who mixes classic country music with sort of modern satire. It sort of sounds folky and country and pop and western swing and so on. He's got over 20 award nominations, including 3 Album of the Year awards in Nova Scotia and in Canada. He's from Nova Scotia. He's released 4 studio albums. Grew up on a dairy farm in Yarmouth County. When he was in high school, he wrote and sang for local punk rock and heavy metal garage bands. Well, who of us didn't, right? And when he was in college, he worked part-time at a retirement home. And he began taking requests to perform traditional country music. And that ended up in him developing a passion for the genre, which led him to pursue this career in folk and country music. From his CD, Having a Great Time, this is A Cult of My Own. Kind of a good idea.
World's gone crazy, and I think maybe I'll start a cult, a cult of my own. No yearly monthly fees, just a minimum cost to being free in a cult, a cult of my own. No logo CEOs, we grow our own pigs, sew our own clothes in a cult. Cult of my home, cult of mine. Well, I would imagine we'll have our own little temple in a cult, cult of my own. And I would imagine we'll keep the sermon simple when I'm in a cult. We could heal ourselves and the hurtful memories in a cult of my own. And I would imagine you can be yourself or whatever you want to be in a cult of my own. We'll put our hair in braids, we'll put our hands in the hand of a mighty good man. We'll build a little stage, we'll have the best damn show on the very front page. We'll grow a little garden, we can build a boat. If you can drive a hammer, then you can have a boat. Because the world's gone crazy, and I think maybe I'll start a cult, a cult of my own. We'll have clear skies, sunshine, never have a need for friendly fires, and a cult of my own. There'll be no way to hide it, the love that you feel when you find it, and a cult of my own, a cult of mine.
Tasty little song there from Ryan Cook, Cult of My Own, from his CD Having a Great Time. And this is a very tasty tune to hear from Tony Elman, a wonderful hammer dulcimer player, from his CD Earth Tones, which was his first CD of all original tunes. This is written for his favorite dance partner, April. It's called April's Waltz. So this is a CD I've had and then didn't have and had. It's a CD that comes back and forth in my life ever since. I think I reviewed it way back in the 80s or 90s. But it's such a soaring waltz. Thanks for joining me on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Do have a good week and take care of each other. Happy trails. Tony Elman, April's Waltz.